Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
You've heard the illustration of standing in front of several doors, having to choose one without knowing what's behind each. Similarly, doors you choose for your life become your reality. This can be exciting. Contrastingly, some doors bring great sadness. Nevertheless, you discover new things behind doors, and new experiences can provide hope if you hold God's hand while you open and close doors of your life. To pursue, grow, and discover God's will, keep knocking on doors. A door is a unique thing. It provides an entry or exit point to what would otherwise only be a wall. A door may close off an area to you, or it might open to some new place you've never been. Many times, opening doors can be an adventure. However, it can also feel threatening and produce anxiety. Well, let's take a positive look at doors. Doors is a word picture of opportunities. Doors help you to do a number of things. First of all, to find a forward direction. Next, to bring changed practices. Also, to strengthen structures of protection around you. Then, to connect and disconnect, or to say hellos and goodbyes. And also, doors open or close a place, season, relationship, an investment of time, energy, or money. Regardless of their function, doors are intended to be opened and closed. Paul had many kinds of doors in his life and ministry. He had to make decisions about going through them. How does God use doors? Doors that open quickly with reception on the other side are most likely from God. Incidentally, God prepares a path into places you can enter to grow personally and help others. Usually, this is a good door to go through. It could be a friendship, a missions involvement, a ministry opportunity, a career or investment option, critical family decisions, and so forth. When a door closes in front of you, it may mean it's not the direction or timing for entrance, especially if you find it tightly locked. It could also mean you need to knock and keep knocking till it opens. When a door opens, generally you should walk through, but not always. This decision requires prayer and careful thought. So ask God to help you open and close doors. Talk with Him about every knock. Trust His love and ability to guide. Jeremiah 29:11 assures He knows the good plans He has for you. And finally, keep knocking on doors. Paul moved on many times. Jesus trained His disciples in this way. He said, "If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet." Matthew 10:14. This is a good way to look at a closed door. Plus, it doesn't communicate personal rejection. After all, when a door closes in this way, that closing is on the other party. Sometimes it's hard to look at a door in front of you or even behind you. Perhaps that's because of unknowns that lay ahead. Equally, it may be because of difficult memories from past seasons. Regardless, when you hold God's hand and stay in prayer, a couple things happen. First, as a door closes, accept that closed door. Just like Jesus said, shake the dust off your feet. And then next, simultaneously, if a door opens, shake off anxiety, and rejoice as you walk through into a new opportunity. Some doors look negative by their appearance. In fact, they may even feel like a prison. The constrictions and evil on the other side likely means you should close it quickly before entering. More so, you shouldn't even knock on that door unless God has prepared a path and urged you forward. Step away. God does not want you to compromise your soul for the sake of ministry or personal gain. There are times a door opens to circumstances that seem pleasant enough. However, upon entering, you sense things are not right. Something's not authentic. It feels like a conjured environment, even a place of trickery or deception. Wisdom says to go back to the door and walk out. God may lead you to confront what's behind that door before you leave, and this takes courage. Whatever the case, God wants you to be courageous, careful, and wise. Never be afraid to walk away from something that doesn't seem right. In time, you may come to see things you didn't before. The doors most difficult to walk through are ones you know require sacrifice on the other side. Perhaps God's words need to be spoken into a situation on the other side of that door, even as you display His kindness and love. Sometimes God asks a faithful one to speak His words and live in such a place for many years after entering a door. You know, often this is to plant seeds for future harvest, but also it could be to confront evil. Regardless, this takes the following characteristics. First of all, endurance, then kindness, also love, courage. It takes energy, it takes faith and obedience. Paul had doors like these. God led him into places where his messages would be sternly judged. To some hearers, the messages were a wonderful aroma of fresh opportunities. To others, they were distasteful. Still, Paul faithfully knocked and entered every door God led him to. Paul walked through many hard doors. Sometimes he was the first to enter a new place. Other times he re-entered and brought another special person or persons to insert and stay there, continuing what he started. Interestingly, Paul kept knocking on doors to see what God would open for Christ's sake. He said many hellos and goodbyes in his life. He planted many seeds and prepared places for future opportunities. Often, he shared these opportunities with other individuals or groups. Perhaps you've had difficult doors you've had to walk through. This means you must stay the course as you speak God's messages. Plus, you must stay close to Christ as you, first of all, plant seeds for future harvest, and second of all, confront evil. Sometimes an unwanted door opens to you against your wishes, and you have no choice but to walk through it. Some examples: a disease takes hold of you or a loved one, or death invades, or perhaps an unwanted job becomes available, but it keeps your family afloat, or maybe a relationship must be maintained for various reasons. God uses unwanted doors to draw you closer to Him. Further, He gives comfort during time behind those doors. Well, should you knock on a door? To figure out if you should knock on a particular door, first of all, pray. Intentionally seek God before knocking on a closed door. And here are five things to help you think through that first step of praying. Number one, ask for God's wisdom. Two, trust Him for clarity and timing. Three, apply His word and claim His promises. Four, be eager to enter, yet willing to wait. Five, close doors that do not honor Him. So that was the first step of whether you should knock on a door, pray. The next step is to listen, learn about a door. This means five things to help you with that. Number one, lean into God to hear Him. He will speak to your heart. This may include more research on your part about that door. Number two, commit to partner in His purposes. Number three, be patient to wait for His direction. Don't jump into a new place until He says yes. Four, receive His strength by faith to go through a difficult door, knowing what lies beyond will require sacrifice and hard work. Number five, exercise courage to walk away if He says no. And then the final step involved in figuring out whether you should walk through a door is rejoice. Whatever God's answer is, let your life be a pleasant aroma that represents Jesus. For every door you approach and God has provided guidance, do these things. First, be prepared to respond with the character of Christ. Second, speak His words into your own heart. Third, let the aroma of Christ, found from 2 Corinthians 2:15, let His aroma permeate your attitudes and your thoughts. Fourth, know with confidence God has a good plan for your life. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. And then finally, stay in this knowledge, even when your circumstances involve suffering. A summary statement. When you approach a door, open or closed, let's review those three steps again to figure out if you should knock on a door. First, pray. Seek God's guidance. Next, listen. Be willing to learn about that door. And third, rejoice. Whatever He says, be the aroma of Christ. I'm going to share a scripture with you that's from Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, and Luke 11, verses 9 and 10. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Here are some application thoughts and questions. Number one, what doors are in front of you? Two, do you pray before knocking on a door? Three, are you taking time to listen for God's answer to your inquiry and learning about that door? Four, is your inclination to rejoice and respond with the aroma of Christ no matter what God answers? Number five, how do you approach difficult doors that you suspect may have suffering or trials behind that door? Six, are you patiently waiting for God's timing and specific direction as you ponder opening or closing doors? And number seven, if God leads, are you willing to knock on a closed door until He prompts you to discontinue knocking? Portions of this content come from our book, Epistles for an iGeneration, Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. It's a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.